the manager used to take pride too in handing money back to the region, and he was held up as a very thrifty, good manager. With me, I've never been held up like that. I've always been squawking for more money all the time. It's never enough what I'm getting, and I use any manner of means, fair or foul, to get it, because to me the end justifies the means, you know. They're your patients, and you get the best for them. You have to be very careful with institutions if you don't keep up standards, because people who've got good standards wander away because they can't cope with it, really. And I think gradually it had happened over a long period of time. I don't really know that part of the history. I just knew the state it was in. So I think they sort of thought there's no point in upgrading things if we're going to have a new hospital. And of course, that's never been my view. I've always said, while you have patients in anywhere, you have to maintain it to high standards. And even if you're going to move in 5 years, it's still, that's a lot of patients going through that ward to have 5 years good quality living. If you don't look after the environment, if you don't make sure it's clean and neat and tidy, and you've got good working equipment, it's the same out of doors in communities. If you keep it like a dump, people treat it even worse. If you make an effort, then you notice a big difference in people's behaviour, actually. You really do. People start taking a pride in it. And it was a hospital I was very proud of and very proud to work there. And it had enormous achievements, really.